Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Wally Bach is back. I've been saying that a long time, over 13 years. I've been saying Wally Bach is back. He is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, a founding member, the author of Net Income, the co-author of Ruthless Focus. Also the author of Cyber Power for Business. You're starting to get the message here. The guy knows a little bit about a lot of different stuff. He's here to share some of that with us right now. Wally Bach, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Also the author of Performance Talk, the one-on-one part of leadership.
There you go, which I don't have yet, right?
That's an old one. You should have that one.
I don't have that one. You have to give me that one.
I'll have to do that.
So in the previous segment, in the previous hour, I should say, Rick Maurer and I talked about feedback and how to get it, how to give it, what feedback is and what it isn't. When good job sounds nice, but it's not really feedback.
No.
And one of the things you've been working on a lot lately is the concept of direct supervision, where you're a manager and someone reports to you, or you're the owner of a business and a lot of people report to you. Or going the other way. I'm an employee and I report to my boss. Or I'm married and I report to my wife. either one of those, right? Right.
Well, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Every bit of it. Jim.
Yeah. So talk to us about what you've been thinking about lately with regard to supervision.
Well, as you know, I'm working on another book. I'm always working on another book. And one of the things that's come out of the interviews that I've been doing is how much people like to make this basic relationship into something complex and theoretical. And you just had a segment that you described where, you know, what we do isn't that tough. It's pretty basic stuff. And it's not real romantic. But the fact is that whoever your boss is, that person has got the most impact on your morale and on your productivity. And if you're a boss, you've got that for the people that work for you, and you don't get a choice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you show up at work and you do your thing, and you have that impact. It's your choice whether it's good or not. And making it good is not all that hard, frankly.
Why do you think people make it hard? What's in our way? Where are we stuck in where we make these relationships so complicated?
I think there's two answers. One is, we believe that complex means better.
Mm.
So somehow our society has decided that if you can carry it out to 8 decimal places and you can talk about 74 different drivers of things, you've got a better handle on it. And the reality is that for most of life, including supervision, that's not true.
See, that must be the reason why I often have difficulty, because I'm an Occam's razor kind of guy. you know William Occam, the 12th century.
Oh, yeah.
The 12th century friar who came up with the idea that the simplest answer is usually the best answer.
Yeah, and it's usually the one that works, too.
Yeah.
I've trained supervisors for years, and what I know is that they can come and they can spend 3 days with me and go out. If I can get them to do one or two things, the rest of the stuff will fall into place.
Mm-hmm.
If I can't get them to do that, then it doesn't matter how many other books they read.
Are there any? Are those one or two things fundamental for everybody, or are they different for people?
I think there are fundamental things, and I think there are things that are specific to individual jobs and places.
What's an example of a supervising fundamental?
Top supervisors show up a lot. I mean, it's real simple. It sounds like
management by walking around.
Management by walking around is a version of that. But when I studied top-performing supervisors several years ago, that was the one thing they had in common.
They were not absentee supervisors.
They were not. And I worked with one organization that made their supervisors stay in the office while their people were out in the field.
Hmm.
He said, if you want to talk to your people, have your people come in. I said, no, it's the other way around.
Right.
You go out, you talk to them, you see them where they are.
Right.
If you show up a lot, great things happen. You learn about your people, they learn about you. But you know what the biggest interesting thing is, Jim? When bosses don't show up a lot, every time they show up, it's an event.
Right.
And it's an event that usually means bad news for somebody.
And it's easier when you do show up. It kind of reminds me of when you're visiting someone who's ill or someone in a nursing home. I've told my folks a long time, it's easier to visit people when you go more often.
Oh yeah.
And it's very similar. What you're saying is very similar. It's easier to manage people when they see you more often because, as you say, it's not a big event.
But when you show up, it's not, you know, a state visit.
Yeah.
It's Jim. Jim's coming by.
Right.
You know, I want to tell him about that soccer game my daughter had.
Right. But, you know, in most small businesses, we show up. I mean, we're there all the time. We turn the lights on.
That's right. And that's why an awful lot of small business supervisors do a better job than their big business counterparts with significantly less training. Because they're there, and if you're there, and if you talk to your people, which is a second kind of clue, you have conversations with them. If you talk to your people, they get to know you. You get to know them.
So you're saying one of the fundamentals is just the human nature part.
Well, I mean, unless you've got something else to manage, that's what we manage.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we don't have any businesses where we manage other stuff. We have people. And if you lose the people, it doesn't happen. I mean, one of the things that is one of my mantras is that it is the boss's job to help the team and the team members succeed. If you don't like helping people succeed, you got no business being a boss.
That's a big part. Say that again.
Which part?
The boss's part. It's to help people succeed.
If the boss's job is to help the team and the team members succeed. It's two parts. And if you don't like that part, if you don't like helping people succeed, you got no business being a boss.
And I'll tell you something, folks. If you can pull that off, let me just rephrase it. When you pull that off, what Wally just said, when you help your people to be successful in their jobs, all the other stuff, all the other supervisor stuff gets real easy.
Oh, yeah.
Wally, give us your website. Give us your website, please.
That's blog.freestarleadership.com. That's Three-Star Leadership, all spelled out like one word.
All right, so check it out, folks. The new book is called Ruthless Focus by Wally Bach and Thomas Hall. We're going to take a quick break. More to come on Supervision with Wally Bach. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.